What's up, sports fans? We're looking at pictures of my balls and my ass.
That's right. Here we are looking at his balls.
We're taking a look at my penis.
And they smell great.
Mm-hmm. John Madden, just his little yellow marker. you can see here, it's where the penis comes out of the ball area. But mm-hmm. if you look in between the balls, it looks like there's the outline of more dick.
And that's why my dick is actually 4 inches.
They used to count that. Before they changed the regulations, that used to be part of the dick. A lot of people don't know that.
That's true. It should be part of the dick as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
It goes in. Because mm-hmm. the thing is, if she's fucking riding and she's smushing the rest of your cock up.
Yeah, the dick outline that goes all the way back to your ass.
All the way back to your ass.
Yeah.
It definitely, look, maybe not the one all the way to your ass, but the one in your balls, the part in your balls, that counts as dick.
The part in your balls.
The part of your dick in your balls counts as dick as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
With no, and that's I'm not, I don't even feel cheap about that. Yeah.
I like to imagine that it's part of my spine.
Yes, of course.
That it goes all the way back. Mm-hmm. That I'm like, that my entire dick is sort of like a fanoodle that I'm riding on in a pool.
And then, honestly, if you improve your posture, you can make your dick longer.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Then you would see me with a fucking back trainer or whatever the fuck those are called.
Like a fanoodle, too. I wish that the end of my dick, which also has a dickhead on it, came out of the top of my neck, like the back of my
mm-hmm.
neck.
Yeah,
that
nodule is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could hang it over my shoulder.
Yeah.
And then I could dunk my dick under the water and then pull it up and then blow into my dick and spray
that would
pool
be awesome.
Water.
And then you know what else would be cool?
And get arrested at the pool.
Yeah. Well, what would be cool is you're making out with a girl, and then you can take your shoulder dick out. And you can watch her suck it.
Yeah. Or just use it like a flashlight, like a cop would.
Yeah.
What's going on here,
dude?
We got a pair of tits.
We got okay, yeah.
Ma'am, keep your hands in the hood.
Dude, of honestly, I would love to be able to eye to eye level watch a girl suck my dick coming out of my back. That would be so cool, or even just jack it off while I'm kissing her and feeling her tits.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, dude, then she could fuck you and suck your dick at the same time.
Wow.
We need to figure this out.
The crescent moon. Well, that's like,
that would be the best. Honestly, that would be so fucked. That's what heaven is.
With mRNA, they can do that.
They better, dude.
That's what it does.
I got this fucking vaccine. I better get a dick coming out of my fucking
nodule. That's what mRNA stands for, is man's DNA.
Yeah.
It's DNA for guys.
Dude, maybe that's why. You know when they say, you know, if you do terrorism.
And I know there's people out there that are like, that's you're only changing the M.
Mm-hmm.
It's not mDNA.
And
it's
to them,
mRNA.
We would say, shut up.
And to them, I'd say, what a womanly question
to
ask.
I guess you don't have any mRNA, bitch. Yeah. I guess you aren't getting two dicks.
Yeah, they put more pussy juice in your vaccine.
Yeah.
They injected you with estrogen.
That's right.
What if how the fuck is that not one of the conspiracy theories?
That they're making you trans?
That the vaccines aren't just estrogen.
I don't know.
And they're making everybody trans.
I don't know. My breasts haven't gotten larger since I got the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Maxed out.
No, there's plenty more tits to go. Thank you. They've been bigger in the past. Let's kind of keep running through this two dick thing, though, because I got a lot of different angles. So you called it a crescent moon at a certain point. Maybe that's why in Islam, right, in terrorism, the terrorist version, not the good, peaceful kind. I know there's two kinds or whatever.
Yeah.
But when they promise you 40 virgins, maybe you have a crescent moon. That's what they're promising.
Well, that's on the flag.
In heaven. Exactly. That's why the flag is, people think that's the moon. It's actually the two dicks you get. The dick coming out of your regular dick, and then the dick coming out of
your back.
It's
the moon, and the star is you, the star of the show.
Yeah.
And then the palm tree, because you're on a tropical paradise.
Yeah. Full of pussy. You can get double fucking suck.
And then whenever all that scribbling bullshit is,
mm-hmm.
it's just like, bro, can you fucking believe this shit?
This is
the best thing I've ever seen.
You get to get pussy, watch
you get pussy,
suck
your
dick.
Mom and she suck your dick. All the letters. I left Adam's,
his channel on?
His channel.
Just cause, dude. Adam couldn't make it.
Adam's in Costa Rica.
Yep.
We were saying
he's trying to start Israel too.
We were in the group chat or whatever, just imagining his girlfriend being like, looking at Matt being like, let's go here on vacation. And Adam like seeing the name Costa Rica and like his eyes zooming in on the word cost in Costa Rica.
I don't know.
There's just a big anime sweat drop. Yeah. On the like, is there a cheap Eureka?
Free Eureka, even better, maybe.
And then the group chat is me, Mike Racine, Shane Gillis, Sean McCarthy, and then also Adam, which is funny because he had to just sit there while we went through all of South America. And hit with, you know, Venezuela and Free Lay.
Fuck.
Argentina.
Mm-mm. What was that?
Argentina.
Argentina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peru.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through them.
Unless we might as well.
Yeah.
We got time.
As a tribute to Adam, who's in Costa Rica right now, staying at the Luxor Hotel in room 223. He'll probably be there.
A Luxor, huh?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You got a little fucking congestion. Get a little tissue. What are you
doing? I am.
What are you doing sniffing?
I don't know. It just hit me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get a tissue.
I don't know if the tissue is real. It's like back there. I got this thing. This nasal irrigator.
How did it feel?
Because it's actually, it sounds worse than it is. Like allergies like kicked in this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Like 3 days ago. And then I got this like. This device that sucks off my brain.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know if it worked. It might just be a gimmick, but...
it looks cool.
Yeah.
You put a little thing in both your nostrils?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it, like, blows water through one side and sucks it out the other.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Can you put one in your ass, one on your
dick?
It's
sort of... It's kind of like the Crescent
Moon. Crescent Moon, the double dick?
Yeah. I'm going to leave that Amazon review. This thing reminds me of having a dick that grows out of my spine, and I use it to blow pool water at children in Muslim heaven. And five stars.
You know the sinister part of that dick though is that it would make it a lot easier to suck your own dick,
mm-hmm.
and then you would really have to come face to face with mm-hmm. would you do that?
It'd be cool if they made Aladdin but real, like Aladdin mm-hmm. for adults, and then there's a final scene where like Aladdin has to go rescue Jasmine from Genie Jafar.
Yep.
Or like whenever Jafar has control of the genie and he goes in and Jafar is like in that big palace room, but his like dick is like taking up the entire room and it's a snake.
That's awesome.
Instead of Jafar being the snake.
Of course, it's just his cock.
It's just his cock.
That's cool. He probably would have already fucked Jasmine too.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If Aladdin was real, Jafar fucks Jasmine with the genie, with his genie big snake dick. And then Aladdin's like, oh, well.
Yeah.
He already fucked her, so I'm out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm good. She's all yours, Jafar.
She's ruined.
That pussy's trash-ola.
I'm going to fly into the Twin Towers.
Yeah, just give me the magic carpet. I'm going to fly into the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
And we'll call this one even.
What was Jafar's job again? He was the Grand Vizier.
Yep.
I love job titles.
You know what's awesome? Vizia in Greece means breasts. It means tits.
So the big titty is his job?
He was the fucking Grand Vizier.
The Grand Brazier.
The Grand Brazier.
Dude,
I'm trying to know what's the other, some of the other stories in, isn't that shit called the 1001 Arabic Tales?
I had it as a kid. I had the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had like a vintage copy.
Aladdin was only one little dick ass story, and they for some reason they really ran with that one, but there's a bunch of other ones.
Prince Ali.
Prince Ali had to go pee.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, Prince Ali is his name in the movie. And then there's Prince Ali Baba.
That's right. Ali Baba's fucking thing where you have to open it.
Yeah, open sesame.
Open sesame.
Prince Ali Baba, the King of Thieves.
Ali Baba, if that guy's not fat, that would piss me off. That's
You're
an
thinking
awesome
of Khan
fat
Baba.
Guy.
Okay, now I am going to blow my nose.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go, folks. I got Nick to do it. I know you were probably sitting there thinking, oh, we don't want to hear him snort and shit. But anyway, back to my Alibaba point. Alibaba's got to be a fat guy as far as I'm concerned. If that motherfucker is skinny, would don't you guys agree Baba should be a fucking fat guy? I guess Ali could go either way. You've got your Muhammad Ali's. You've got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is not, but you know Ali could be like a skinny, you know, like one of those Muslim guys that looks almost Asian. It could go either way, but Alibaba, that motherfucker, just fucking dines on delicacies. We're talking like those cakes that are completely submerged in honey. With a little half a bit of a cherry on top. Some Turkish delights. Teas, but with honey through them as well.
Sorry about that, folks. No sick days for us working men.
No. When Adam takes a vacation.
In fact.
And we're still here.
I want to play a song for you guys that reminds me of how hard we work.
Please do.
This is... Maybe some of you recognize it.
What are some other Arabic treats? Baklava, of course.
Yeah, Bobby Baklava.
Bobby Baklava.
So we'll listen to this for a second. You guys think about all we do for the community.
Yeah.
Like a motherfucking fucking fag. They call me a fucking fag. They call me a fucking fag. We'll leave that line. Yeah. Eating ass, bent over, covered in leather. What a sick song.
Sucking dick and fucking ass. Mm-hmm. And putting on lipstick and being fucked.
Dude, when that song would come on the radio when I was like headed to work at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
No matter what, even if it was like working at a call center, I'd be like, fuck yeah. Dude.
Yeah, dude, I'm jacked up right now.
I'm me.
I'm a fucking working man, dude.
I make fucking $9 an hour.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
So funny how fucking much, how much I worked for no money.
For no money.
Do nothing.
It's funny. It's like, you know, people are probably like, I can't wait until the show ends and he ends up, you know, like broke and a loser again. Mm-hmm. Except this time his family's dead.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm not going to say I'll enjoy it. But that song will have meaning again.
Exactly. I'm pissed off.
And guess
off.
Who's going to start drinking?
That's right.
On the way to that.
Joke will be on you,
the joke will be, yeah, you better hope your kid's school isn't on the way to me.
To my favorite bar.
To my...
You better hope there's nary a fucking one of those yellow signs.
Yeah, that little turtle guy with the backpack says, slow down, this is a neighborhood. And it's like, oh, I'll go slow, pal.
Yeah.
Mentally. When they go high, we go slow.
We go slow. We turn ourselves retarded through alcoholism.
Mm-hmm. When the Democrats are getting high off their legal weed,
yep.
I turn myself into a mental retard with the mRNA vaccine. RNA is, it's the DNA that Down syndrome people have.
Mm-hmm.
It's mentally retarded.
Mentally retarded. Nuclear. No. Nice
ass.
Nice ass. Bitch. Mentally retarded. Nice ass, bitch. mRNA B. That's for the fucking thick retards.
Mr.
The
Nab.
The sexy retards.
Mr. Nab, the ass stealing.
Mr. Nab.
Mr. Nab, the ass stealing bandit of special education.
I want some pussy.
Mm hmm.
That's Mr. Nab. He's a retarded guy with dressed like the Hamburglar. Just getting pussy.
The Clam Burglar.
The Clam Burger. Mm-hmm. Burglar.
Have we done this?
I don't think so.
It's okay. Clam Burglar. Remus.
Remus.
Yeah, he eats ass.
That's good.
He's purple and he eats ass.
Ronald McPussy. Ronald Mc.
Ronald's a big guy. Maybe we'll save him for last. Let's try to remember the other McDonald's characters.
We've definitely tried to remember the McDonald's characters, but not to make them sexual/rapists.
Yeah.
There was like an admiral of some kind. All right, let's stick with the big ones. We did Remus.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Clam Burglar. Who are the Nuggets?
There was the Nuggets, but there's the one that people like call Grimace. It's not Grimace.
And wasn't there a bitch that's like a fucking chicken with
the
chicken tails?
The chicken bitch.
The chicken bitch. Where's that Barney?
This is pretty cool. Imagine Dragons has a song called Working Man.
Get this out of here.
This is not a working song.
This is a song.
Can you imagine?
You and your boyfriend kiss.
Yeah, maybe working at the dick sucking factory.
That's right.
This is not what we listen to. My calloused hands from picking up the phone at the call center. This is the one.
Right.
Me and the other union call center guys weren't listening to this shit.
Yeah, me and the other employees at the front desk at the CCBC Catonsville Testing Center weren't listening to this. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you worked in a testing center?
Yeah.
Testing centers are so funny.
It was awesome. Just because it's like all the like people that. We're just taking online classes, which this was like, 10 years ago. So mm-hmm. It was like people that were just trying to like duck mm-hmm. out of going to college.
Yeah, my stepmom has a bunch of like debt from like University of Phoenix online. Which is so
dumb,
fun.
dumb bitch alert.
it's so funny, dude. I mean,
damn.
It's just such a bad decision.
This is the fakest school of all time.
DeVry,
baby.
The best was ITT Tech because they went out of business and they're like, yeah, school's closed forever, bye.
Yeah, sorry, we don't give a fuck, actually.
Yeah. Oh, you still owe us $40,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had good commercials. Honestly, those commercials would come on when I was a little kid. I was like, yeah, mom, I'm going to ITT Tech.
Yeah, I wanted to go to Lincoln Tech or UTI. I remember those commercials.
Yeah, those
and
were
there would
cool.
be like they would show you like the time lapse photography of like a freeway or something,
mm-hmm.
like maybe the Beltway or something.
Yep.
And then it would be like automotive technology is one of the fastest growing fields in the United States.
The phrase automotive technology.
Yeah, I love that they call it that. I've ascertained some rat shit in your coolant. It seems that your vehicular premises have been penetrated by rats chewing up your coolant lines and then shitting in them. Sorry. Defecating.
Defecation maximum.
They're defecating shit into the coolant. That point, we ascertain that the suspect defecated semen into the woman's pussy area.
Yeah, I'm deciding whether to be a detective or go to ITT Tech.
Yeah, I had one day in Austin, delivering a pizza mm-hmm. to some apartment complex, and I had a security guard that was like hardcore, one of those guys.
That's awesome.
Like a rent-a-cop guy, but I felt bad for him because he was like, I mean, like literally, like he must have been mentally retarded.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's like, can you educate me on why you're on the premises. I'm like in a Papa John's outfit holding a pizza. I'm like, I don't think anyone can educate me, man. I think that was the problem. They tried. And you somehow managed to end up worse than me. I'm supposed to be the lowest rung on the whatever, the thing that's got rungs on it.
Yeah. Yeah. The climby. I forget the name. But you know what it is.
On the climby sticks is where I'm at, pal. And somehow, I found the one guy I can feel better than.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Rent-a-cop.
And then I deliver the pizza to a guy who, like, is the manager at Best Buy.
Nice.
And he's like, wow, this pizza man, probably the biggest loser in the entire world.
Yeah.
Save for the security guard who's outside chewing on his badge.
Absolutely, dude. That's where the Best Buy manager feels like a king.
Yeah.
Amongst the pizza delivery men and the retarded rent-a-cops.
Yeah.
The Best Buy weekend manager is king.
I just went with my friend Steven to buy a TV at Best Buy. Mm-hmm. And he had the whole Magnolia crew. That's helping awesome. Him. Yeah. It's a very funny job.
It's got to feel good.
Yeah.
To get the whole team.
Because I remember being a teenager, I had like respect for those
people. Of course,
people.
Dude. You're like, that's the elite. That's the Delta Force.
Yeah, those guys.
Best Buy.
Those guys have a real job.
Except in the Geek Squad, they're fucking losers.
Yeah.
But Magnolia, now those are the fucking.
Because I truly thought that was like the best my life was ever going to get.
What's that?
It's to be a guy that like manages like a car audio section or something. Like, I really did not think that it would go. Certainly this way.
Yeah, I thought my dream was to play like, to be like a guy that gets to do the fucking Harrisburg Comedy Zone.
Yeah. Oh, like, I wanted all that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean,
for
that's
sure.
Where
I remember
it
listening
out.
To Jimmy Merritt one time talk about going to Delaware to do a set. And I was like 17, and I was like, wow. Delaware.
Yeah, dude. I was
At a comedy club, too. It wasn't like at a bar. It was like, wow.
Dude, literally.
I need to buy slacks to be able to do that?
Yeah.
And I wonder what Jimmy Merritt's done now. He's probably killed himself.
Yep. I think so.
Yeah.
He killed himself. He killed himself dressed like a wizard or something.
Yeah, he killed himself. Yeah, they put fentanyl in the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Jimmy Merritt died. Like, guys, they're putting fentanyl in the child pornography.
Stay safe out there, guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's testing kits you can get before you look at child porn. Dip the little stick in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what was a really pathetic one? Fuck, what was this place called? It was like in Norfolk, I think. There was like a comedy club. Was it called Lucky's or something? That was like just a bar. And I was like...
Not Cozzy's.
Was it Cozzy's? Maybe Cozzy's. I don't know. I just remember they wouldn't approve me to feature for our boy Mike Stork.
Yeah.
And I was like, one day... I'll feature in Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah.
And I was like, literally, dude, I was like so bummed that they wouldn't, maybe, I don't remember what it was called, but it was like one of like four clubs that was like the furthest one.
Yeah, there was that, Virginia had a couple of those.
Maybe it was Cozzy's now that I
it's
think Cozzy's, about it.
It's Cozzy's, Del Rio, Lestrani's.
Lestrani's.
Those were like the big like shitty shows you could do.
I, you know what, now that you're saying it, I think it's Cozzy's.
Lestrani's was funny because... Remember Dustin Diamond, R.I.P.
Yeah, it was Cozzy's Comedy Club.
Yeah.
That was my dream gig that I could not get in Newport News, Virginia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always wanted to work the D.C. Improv, and that never happened.
Really?
I hosted there one time for Ari Shaffir like 7 years ago.
Oh, I remember that.
It was a fun weekend.
You had to get pants, and you fucked that lady in the woods?
That's right. I forgot. I was like, yeah, I never got to work at the D.C. Improv. I wonder why. It's like the one time they booked me, I showed up with like pussy blood all over my hands, not wearing pants.
You had immigrant, you had Chinese immigrant pussy stained cloth shorts. You had to borrow pants that were too big. This industry's fucked up.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, I wonder why. Why stand up never really happened for me?
At least you got pussy in what was that? What's that woods called over there?
Rock Creek Park.
Rock Creek Park.
Yeah, yeah, that was a funny day.
I remember you telling me. I was like, "What? I was like, don't you have to do? Aren't you there to do these shows?" I was like, why are you in the woods getting pussy in the middle of the day?
Yeah. I was like in my mind, I was like, I'm going to go down there and I'm just going to use Tinder to find places to stay.
Yeah.
Near the club. Cause I was on a little like tear back then.
Right.
And then I met up with somebody and then I was like, you know, she was like, well, I don't like, she's like, I'm staying with my aunt or something. She didn't have a place to stay either. It was the middle of the day. And it was like, well, we can fuck somewhere if you want to.
Yeah.
And then there was no, you know, we were trying to find like a porta potty or something.
This is also hilarious because it's like these women really don't respect themselves. No. You looked horrible.
No, at the time I looked good.
No, dude, this is when you lived in the fucking. Didn't you live in the fucking windowless room and you had that?
No, this is
up
when
beard?
I upgraded to the window and I had bought a gym membership and I started taking care of myself again.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So at the time I didn't like, you know.
I could have swore this was like you with your fucked up beard and ringworm.
Nah, I was clean shaven.
Oh, okay.
I was vascular.
Okay, all right. That makes a little more sense then, at least. But still.
I looked like how I look. Well, maybe even a little bit better shape than I'm in now, but. You know,
for some reason, I guess because in my mind it's so much funnier if it's like
my eyes weren't deadened by the weight of celebrity. There was still a jouissance. I love saying I've been saying jouissance all the time because I heard it. I got no idea what it
jouissance.
Means, and I won't look it up.
I like jouissance as somebody who says joie de vivre.
Joie de vivre, but we know what joie de vivre means.
Jouissance.
Jouissance is some gay book shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it means bouncy.
You can jouissance my balls.
Yeah, you can juice on my balls.
Jouissance my balls, you fucking slut. Just fucking drain them good.
Mm-hmm. How come a nursing home means a place that like homosexuals and old people go to die?
Yeah.
And not a place where like
you
big
suck on tits.
Yeah, you suck on
I got
tits.
You, brother.
Yeah.
I would love to check into
I would
a
love to be
home.
In a nursing home. I'd love to be so in the nursing home that I forget every detail of my life.
Oh, dude, just fucking some big, like, fucking Polish woman's humongous nipples the size of your, like, fucking entire head.
I love it.
And you're just...
I'm imagining it
sweet
now.
Sweet breast milk.
Yeah.
Putting you to bed.
In fact, I know a specific pair of tits I'm thinking about from a piece of pornographic imagery that I looked at probably 15 years ago.
Is it from Scoreland?
No, I'll show you right now.
You ever check out Scoreland? I was a fan of Scoreland for quite some time.
It's very funny that the...
they had humongous tits over there.
Yeah, this lady.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't know her, but shouts out to Kelly Blue Towel.
Yeah, that's all I searched for, because I remember... A pair from yesteryear.
Now, I'm thinking more Eastern European. Like I said, Scoreland. They had hysterical. I mean, those are awesome breasts, what you're looking at right there. But those are like as big as real tits get, or like regular tits. Whereas Scoreland, these were not fake, but they were insanely big.
Yeah. You're back on. K or W. I'm trying to think of a radio station I want to say.
W fuck.
This is DC 101.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Elliot in the Elliot sucking penis.
I'm Elliot.
Elliot in the bathroom.
Elliot in the bathroom.
This is Elliot in the bathroom. You're
this
listening.
Is Elliot in the bathroom.
You just tuned in for the tit looking at hour.
You know, I have to say, Scoreland has changed. I'm on their website now. They've changed, you know. These are still big tits, but...
Is Elliot still doing it in the morning?
I think so, yeah. What else would he fucking be doing?
Elliot in the morning.
I mean, these are humongous tits, but I guess maybe because I'm older now.
I mean, Jared Stern was on his show, but Elliot wasn't a guy that was like around.
No.
He had like no involvement in the.
None whatsoever, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. As far as I remember.
Well, he fucked up, dude. He fucked up by not hanging out at open mics and befriending the future of comedy.
Do you think Elliot in the morning gets pussy?
Yeah, but only in the morning.
His powers are... He's completely powerless in the afternoon.
Elliot at night is a different kind of fella.
Elliot at night is a pedophile, from my sources indicate.
Yeah. It'd be funny to get sued by him for saying that. And it's like, we said Elliot at night.
We said it's a different guy.
It's a different Elliot.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's his name? Oh, Elliot in the morning. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Elliot at night rapes children. Yeah, you know... Maybe it's because I'm older now. Oh, Carmen Hayes. She was an old favorite of mine. She looks like she's still doing it.
He's just posting this. He's posting
Luna Bunny has some huge... But
look at that track. Look at just how shitty...
Oh, wow.
Listening to, like, that huge market show.
Yeah.
And it's just a guy in camo shorts in a trashed room falling asleep while using his phone. He's Canadian, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. Whose tits are we looking at?
I'm just going through the Scoreland pages right now, and... you know, these are a lot of new women. I don't remember them from when I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I just search humongous tits, something will come up. There was a rotation. I can't remember their names anymore, but... well, some of these are really... You know what? Searching humongous tits did do the trick. God damn.
Yeah. Take your time with it.
Yeah, dude, I'm just taking it.
Go ahead and take your time now.
Yeah, this is some really good stuff. Anyway, why were we talking about huge tits? Oh, the nursing home. The nursing home. There was like a Polish woman that I would jack off to quite a bit. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, we're listening to the...
y'all out there?
The Big Titty Show. We do nothing but...
Oh, here we go.
Take in some big old cans.
I don't know. I'm going to have to do some research on my own time, folks. I'm sorry.
This is your time. This is your time. Fuck
You're
these
right.
people.
You're right, man. Fuck these fucking idiots. Suck our dicks. This is a great song.
Why don't you guys listen to some fucking music while we look at
I'm fucking gay.
I watched Minari this week.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind Ari if the mom sucked my cock. That's all I got on that one.
I have not seen Minari.
It's good. It's kind of hard to tell the, you know, who's who. But, what? You haven't seen it.
That's true. I guess theoretically,
yeah,
you might
watch
be right.
It. They all like it's you know it's a family, but they all because it's even worse because they're a family,
right?
So I think they're a family in real life too. Okay. I don't think they're actors.
It's even worse because they're a family, huh?
Yeah, it's even harder.
That could be taken anyway.
You're
folks.
Like, is this the baby? Is it the grandma?
Right. That you is know. Hard to figure out.
You know, and then they keep changing clothes. You know who's in that movie?
That's fucked up.
That fucking actor, Will Paxton. There's Bill Paxton, Bill Pullman, and Will.
I don't know who Will is.
Will Patton, I think
Will
is his
Patton.
Name. Will Patton, who I think is just like a mentally ill person.
That's cool.
Because he's always playing some kind of like retarded psycho. Will Patton, this actor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What else has he been in?
Gone in 60 Seconds, The Punisher, Armageddon, Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans. That's where I know him from.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Some of these women have really big tits.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Here's Alan S. Kim from Minari.
Oh, okay. That's a cute little kid.
Yeah. Alan is a very funny name for a baby.
For a little kid, yeah.
For a Chinese baby. Or a...
Korean. Or
a Chicago. That can't be right. Born Chicago.
Hello, is this Wikipedia? Yeah, I have a problem with one of your articles.
I'd like to report an issue in one of your articles. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for Alan Kim, and it says he's from Chicago.
Certainly this must be some kind of clerical error.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to have to spell it out for you, but N.
Is
Just making a reservation.
Sir, this is the wrong kind of racism.
Just make your brain so damaged by irony or whatever. You make a reservation at a restaurant. You're like, yeah, a dinner for four. And they're like, the name? And you're like, Levinson? Mm-hmm. They're like, can you spell it? And you're like, excuse me? Like, can you spell it for me? And it's like, I mean, if you really want me to, it's N-I-G-G. They're like, what are you doing?
They're like, stop.
You're like, you said spell it. I'm sorry.
You know what I mean. You know what it is.
Ma'am, I work for Discord.
Ma'am, this can't get out.
Ma'am, me and my friends, we do a thing where one of us says...
One of us starts it,
and then the next one, which is a great... I love it's like, it's basically cheerleading.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's synchronized.
Yeah.
Give me an N.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really can't... I just searched humongous tits Polish, and I've been scrolling for 15 minutes now.
Yeah.
And I can't find the lady that I'm looking for. So, sorry, guys. But I am enjoying.
Oh, there was a specific Polish woman you were looking for.
Yeah.
What's she look like?
She has huge tits.
What color hair?
Brunette.
Brunette.
Maybe I should throw brunette in there. You're right. That's why.
Is she from back in the day? I can probably get this.
Yeah, she is.
And
maybe she's not Polish, but some kind of Eastern European. Brown.
I can probably... No, keep describing her. What have you seen her in?
Is this her, maybe? Do you know who this woman's name is?
Who?
Something like this. I don't know if that's her, but... No. I need to see another picture. Bia Flora is one of them. She was in the rotation. Oh, yeah. Oh, brother. Now I'm taken back. It was EWA. Eva Sonnet was one of them, maybe, I think.
So I did guess it.
Did you say that?
No.
Oh.
Eva Sonnet.
I think so. And then the other one that I just said.
You ever been to, like, an actual pornography store? That's something the youngins...
So Bia Flora, everyone, if you want to jack off to what I was jacking off to.
Uh-huh.
Eva Sonnet, I believe. Yep, Eva Sonnet was one of them too, and there's a couple other ones in that vein that I was beating off to in a major way, and that's who I and to bring it all home full circle, that's who I'd like to be at the nursing home.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, we were doing a bit. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. This whole time, I thought, man, we are really dropping the ball here. And I forgot that the joke is that it's a nursing home.
It's a nursing home. You saw huge tits.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I really felt bad there for a second, but dude. Fuck it. A bit in. Time for another Siggy break.
Siggy break. All right, let's get this thing moving. Yeah. It would be awesome if they had breast milk with, like, weed in it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
dude? You just relax.
Well, I've been told that it tastes like Lucky Charms.
I've heard that too.
By Louis Katz.
Me too, same guy.
Yeah.
Who did drink breast milk.
What's he up to? I guess he killed himself.
He also killed himself.
Yeah, I guess they put fennel in the breast milk.
Breast milk. Brown, 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 brown. Well, let's go for a ride. Let's suck on a dick.
Yeah. Pretty fucked up that they're putting fentanyl in the cocaine.
Who's doing that when they say that?
I don't think that's actually happening.
Has anyone died that we know?
I think people are doing a shit ton of cocaine since the pandemic in New York.
Right.
Because we all get paid $8 million a month to live here.
Right. That is, once you come, de Blasio gives you a check, your first check.
Yeah. And, yeah, this is the thing. It's like, you know, people are like, oh, well, New York's so expensive. And it's like, it's true, but they also just give you money to be here.
Yeah.
Because they need podcasters.
They do, dude. The whole city runs on fucking
They need artists. But yeah, people that are like 36 years old that have been doing a gram of cocaine every other day for the last like 7 years.
Yeah.
Die of a heart attack. And they're like, it's fentanyl.
The fentanyl, dude.
They're putting somebody out. This is anyone's fault but mine.
Yeah. I'm a fat man who doesn't exercise, eats like shit, stays up all night, and does cocaine. And I was killed by an extra drug that they put in the drug.
Not the entire eight ball I was doing to myself.
Yeah, I gave up doing coke because you can't do coke and be fat. You're asking for it.
Yeah,
it's just. It's one or the other, and I choose fucking pizza every time.
Yeah.
If I choose between cocaine and a fucking chicken wing every once in a while, not even a competition.
Well, I stopped doing it for ethical reasons.
What's that?
Well, you know, it's kind of gay.
Pablo Escobar?
Oh, no, that shit's cool.
Oh, it's cool. Gotcha.
Yeah, no, it's sort of like it's for homos.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're stealing a gay thing.
Exactly.
You're stealing a thing women and gay guys should be doing.
I'm appropriating.
Yep.
I have to engage in my own culture of being, you know, a white man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like wearing suits.
Yep.
And fedoras.
Absolutely.
And I drive a big Buick around.
Yep. You have gold teeth.
Yeah, I have gold teeth. And I
have a feather in your fedora, maybe.
Yeah. And
a fur coat over here.
The gold teeth have like dice on them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, my name's High Top. High Top Watershed.
Slick back High Top Watershed.
Yeah, and I go up to Harlem and hang out outside the church and and coo at all the hens. compliment their big church hats.
Yep.
And ask if I can permanently glue it to their forehead with my cum.
With your hot load.
Yeah.
Let me throw a hot slick back load in you, bitch.
Let me say something slick to you real quick. What if I nutted your hat on your head permanent style? And they say, excuse me. And I said, sorry, I'm just trying not to do any more cocaine.
Sorry, I'm trying to stay in my lane.
I'm trying to stay in my lane.
I'm trying to stay in my lane and ask elderly black women if I could glue their hats to their foreheads with my cum.
Because I don't want to be rude to gay people anymore.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, dude, I don't know. There's not that many drugs. Well, I guess that's not true. I guess I'll do psychedelics and shit. But like party drugs.
I did a half gram of mushrooms the other day, trying to microdose.
Nice. How'd it go?
It sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really don't like.
Half gram ain't enough. I guess microdose.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't. I mean, it's not enough to like hallucinate, but you do like, you're like, damn, I'm never going to be happy. Like, literally never. And there's nothing I can do about it.
You could do more mushrooms.
Nah, because it's that, but worse.
I don't know, man. I'm due for a mushroom excursion soon.
Yeah, a lot of people, I like it when people are like, oh, you just, you know, like completely resets. Like you got all this stuff you're carrying around. They talk about it like it's a fucking massage.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, maybe if you're like, the extent, and I don't want to, you know, be like, you know, I got all these problems.
I'm a fucked up guy.
I'm Batman or whatever.
Listen, dude. But I'm like, when you're in the fucking, when you're a broken toy, just a misfit.
Yeah. But I am a grouch. I mean, like, I'm like fucking in a bad mood usually. It's not like, you know, oh, there's a lot of stress at work.
Just a bunch of broken toys, man.
Yeah. You know what's also a reset? Not having a job and having a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Being able to do drugs whenever
you want is pretty,
And that reset didn't really do much. So if I do drugs and it's like, you're a lazy fucking piece of shit that doesn't do anything, it's like, oh, I guess it's cool to have these thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, instead of suppressing them.
Yeah, let them out.
To what end? And they just sort of like,
maybe they're gone if you let them out.
Yeah, but you could also like let out. You shouldn't, like, diarrhea is bad, right? But you wouldn't be like, okay, well, I'm just gonna have a day where I take laxatives and I just sit on my couch and I just say to God, show me, and then I just violently shit myself.
Not if you take laxatives, but if you have a day where you're like, you know, I really have to shit, and I've been clenching my asshole really tight, and my shit's gurgling, For one day, I'm going to shit. All the diarrhea in my ass is coming out.
Yeah.
That would probably be good for you, dude.
Yeah.
Get all the diarrhea out.
I wonder if we can pitch this conversation to Joe Rogan.
We probably could. Let's get on that, dude. Let's get fucking
We
got to
do Rogan. We got to do Rogan now before Rogan's in jail.
For what do you think he's going to go to jail for?
For podcasting.
Podcasting for thought crimes?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. That's the next thing, dude. They're coming for everybody.
Dude, good luck. I'm fucking strapped.
Yeah.
I got the blicky on me, and I'll fucking unload on whoever the fuck.
They came for the guy that ran over all those people in Charlottesville, and I said nothing. He was not me. And then they came for the kid that shot up that black church, and I said nothing. For he is not I. And then they came for me.
Then they came for Joe Rogan.
And then they came for Joe Rogan. In quick succession, it went Shane Gillis, Joe Rogan, and then me. And then guess who? The little Chinese boy from Chicago.
Right, for lying about being from Chicago.
For saying he's from Chicago. We all know goddamn well where he's from. We all know exactly where he's from. And it's that kind of deception.
Yep.
You know.
Yes, sir.
This won't be tolerated in the new Kamala land.
Dude. I still would like to get some pussy off Kamala, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not, dude? Don't come. Mm-hmm. Do not come.
You remember this bitch?
I don't, but she looks awesome.
Yeah.
Petro. Oh, yeah, of course I do. The one who dressed up like Lara Croft.
Yes.
Yes, I beat off to those images. Oh, the one, yeah. Isn't there one in her in a bus
that
inside
is,
of it?
That's the bus.
Oh, wow. I've never seen the outside. I've seen the inside of the bus.
Yeah, it's that's a very funny question to ask.
What?
You're just like looking at a picture of a bus, but you know, it's this big pair of tits in front of it. So you're like, isn't there one where she's in a bus? Yeah,
I literally did not make that as the bus.
It's the rest of the.
I was like, she's standing for some.
Yeah. Metal. Isn't there one where she's wearing sunglasses?
Damn. I remember being thrilled at those and then being like, this her name or whatever, getting fucked. Yeah. And then being like, what?
Yeah.
Why not?
Only softcore.
What the hell is this?
It's crazy. She's 54 years old now.
How's she look? Give an update?
Just to be nice. Oh, I guess she's on Instagram. Here we go. Time has not been friendly.
Oh, no. Let me see.
Because she doesn't even look old. She looks like a messy 27-year-old.
You know what, man? I'm in there, no problem.
Yeah?
I got no qualms sticking my prickadel over there.
Yeah.
I like a little fucking soft belly. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, it's not the belly.
Give me some big fucking sloppy tits and a soft belly.
The disposition.
I guess zoom in on her face. Let me see what you're talking about.
It's just...
Suck my penis.
Suck my dick, suck my dick.
What's your name? I'll find her on Instagram.
While you're looking that up, let's transition real quick and talk about the movie Minari.
Yeah, let's
which,
do it.
You saw that this week, huh?
Yeah, and they all it was hard to keep them apart.
Why?
Because they're a family.
Yeah, very, very good.
Yeah, I saw Minari. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking about...
I'm watching, I'm saying, why isn't this called Chinari? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Minari. Wait, damn.
Manari?
Manari.
That's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
Because it's a bunch of guys...
How about Minari, and it's about a Jewish Chinese family...
Now we're cooking.
That moves to Arkansas to open a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
Dude, and you know what? Jewish Chinese family?
Mm-hmm.
Set on Christmas.
Yeah.
They got it. They don't have to go anywhere. Yeah, they cook their own
just
food.
Just make food at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're Korean, but they make Chinese food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're Minari's about Korean people.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
How fuck?
You know what is weird?
What's that?
Not a single dog in that movie. And it's about... Korean farmers, which I'm not saying, it just feels like it's a deliberate.
It's a choice.
Well, they're like, we just got to play it safe, which I hate.
What
that.
Is the movie about?
I hate that from artists that they want to play it safe.
Yeah.
Because it's like, make something real here.
Let's be real.
Let's be real.
There's a dog around.
They would at least have a pet dog to help out on the farm.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be like, no, we just make vegetables. In fact, I've never even heard of dogs.
We don't even know what dogs are.
Yeah.
Certainly, we've never considered.
Yeah. That is not even else. Me and my good friend Alan here from Chicago have never even considered
the possibility of basting that motherfucker in a little soy sauce.
Yeah, never once. In fact, we're just here to grow vegetables. Grandma's trying to have a stroke.
Right. So that was your problem with it.
I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was a beautiful film, maybe lacking in a little bit.
A little verisimilitude.
We could just talk about the dog. We just had a pandemic caused by such actions.
Mm-hmm. Right. They missed a rare opportunity to comment on current events.
Yeah. My new thing now is that I believe the lab leak theory.
Okay.
But I believe it came from the cafeteria of the lab.
So they were having bat for lunch.
At the lab.
At the lab. Yeah. They're having pangolin sliders.
Yeah.
And that's what caused it.
It's very funny to imagine a Chinese scientist in a lab coat going on the news for a press conference, and he has a bunch of feathers all over his face. And he's like, there's a new virus that has leaked. We don't know how it happened.
We don't know how it happened.
I'm on my lunch break.
I'm just trying to have a little rhinoceros horn for lunch.
Yeah, he's got a squirrel's tail hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah. He just sucks up the rat tail like a spaghetti. Yeah. Oh, my fault.
Chinese ratatouille.
Yeah.
It's just a Chinese chef making stuff and a little Patton Oswalt under his hat. Like, we can add all of these flavors. He said, gulp. Gulp. Eat him real quick.
The rat disease is mad rat fever is sweeping Asia.
Yeah. Just Chinese audiences seeing the title Ratatouille on a movie poster and being like, mm-hmm. Let's go see Adaptation. Two tickets for
Mission Impossible.
Mission
please.
Impossible 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it happens.
Yeah, that's the story.
So wait, Minari, they moved to Arkansas?
Yeah, it's about a Korean family that moves from California to Arkansas to start a Korean vegetable. The dad has aspirations to get out of his chicken factory job and just start his own business selling Korean vegetables to Korean supermarkets.
Oh, nice.
But, you know, classic farm tale, they run into problems. The well water isn't deep enough. They run out of water.
The Indians come in and burn their fields.
The Indians burn their fields.
The Comanches are mad.
Yeah. And then grandma comes to stay, and she's very Korean. And I mean, the problem is that it's hard to fuck up a movie like that, you know? Because it's it's a Korean family. And
yeah.
They're trying to make vegetables.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, I don't really understand what could go wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so nothing goes wrong. It's just a...
No, it goes... Yeah, there's stuff that goes wrong. I mean, in terms of making a movie, it's almost too big to fail.
Right, as a
concept.
My dick.
Yes.
Like my dick, for you would say?
Yeah, too big to fit. That's my dick pill policy towards my dick. It's not getting hard, but it would cause such damage to the economy.
That's right.
If I wasn't hard.
I have to stay hard.
Yeah.
I have to take three blue chews a day like it's my Prilosec.
I want to fuck a housewife. It's annoying because that's a thing we all want.
To fuck a housewife?
Yeah, just to fuck some guy's wife.
Yeah, for sure.
And
that'd be awesome.
It's not happening.
You could fuck some guy's wife.
Yeah, but I don't even know. What do I have to do? Go to the grocery store and not be in the Easy Mac aisle only?
Yeah.
I got to go look at produce and bump
into
some.
You got to be the fucking...
Just deliberately run my card into a woman and be like, oh, excuse me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, ma'am, I apologize.
Do you mind if I pay you $300 for sex? I'm so sorry, ma'am. I have $300 small bills.
I have some cash here.
And I have an Econo van
in a Jurassic Park pencil case. I have my birthday money saved up.
I've been saving. I just cashed all my checks from my Nana. And I was wondering if I could purchase some housewife pussy.
Is your husband here at perhaps
Stop and Shop?
It's his job.
I would try that method first.
Just slightly bump, just deliberately, slightly tapping a woman. She's watching you do it. And you're like, oh, pardon me.
Oh, my fault.
I come here often. Can I come back to your house?
Can I see your house?
Is perhaps maybe we could do it in a way where your husband discovers me fucking you on the nanny cam.
Mm.
And he's upset about it. And I get to say something like, look, man, I'm real sorry, before he just yells, get out.
Right.
And then I run out of the house gathering my things with my dick still completely hard.
Completely hard. Pop through the hole of my khaki. I've pulled it through the hole of my khakis.
Just struggling to jam my dick back in my pants.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, oh, let me just gather my things.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just gather my dick and balls, which are all which are taking up your entire couch.
Yes. And you have to pretend my dick is huge, by the way, while we have sex.
Yeah. Just saying all that in front of the bananas. Maybe something like that.
Yeah. That's a good that's a good ploy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where do housewives hang out?
Yeah, where do we find them? I guess Chuck E. Cheese.
Yep.
Yeah. They're like,
that'd be cool.
I have to ask before you come in, are you here for the kids? You're like, no, I'm here for the single mom. So like, okay, go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
We have to keep the pedophilias out of the place because too many children were a fuckatay. They got a fuckatoss.
Chucky she say he going to shut down the restaurant if another kid gets fucked.
Because the Chucky, who is the boss of the restaurant.
There's a big rat in
he
there.
He said that. Nobody fucks the keys in my house. Is that I am the only one who is doing the fucking to the keys.
Oh, so Chucky fucks the keys.
Yeah. Well, he is they call a franchisee.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the one, he said he spent 15 years saving the money, not having sex with their children.
Right.
So he could buy the restaurant. And he's not having Guatemalan piece of shit come in and touch the children and ruin it for him. But I told him I'm not a pedophile. I just wash the dishes.
And work the front door,
And I'm the hostess. And I'm the only one that works here.
I would love to go to Chuck E. Cheese to get pussy and then spend the whole time eating pizza and playing the Simpsons game.
Yeah.
Not even doing it at all.
I wonder if it costs a lot to open a Chuck E. Cheese franchise.
Probably.
I would open one and then you put like Time Crisis and like the Kiss pinball game in there and then that's it.
Yep. It's empty.
It's like make a ball pit myself out of like fucking pressure treated lumber. Just fucking nails in it. Just shit, just guard, like the worst Chuck E. Cheese in the world.
Yeah. Let's see, Chuck E. Cheese franchise fee.
It's probably $250,000.
You think so?
Or, well, like liquid capital required to start one if you can even franchise them. I doubt you'd be able to.
Wow. The total investment to open and operate a Chuck E. Cheese franchise location ranges from $1.17 million to $1.83 million.
Yeah, that makes sense.
With liquid assets of at least $800,000 per unit. Should we open one?
Yeah, I mean, that's almost three times as much as it is three times as much.
As you thought?
Yeah.
$800,000, though, you know, if both of us put it together, we could open a Chuck E. Cheese, dude.
Should we do it?
Yeah, and then get some pussy from the moms?
Yeah, actually, this is the thing people don't understand is, in life, it's not really a secret thing, but there's things that, like, exist in your subconscious that you want, and if you just say them out loud and then just start rambling like a fucking moron. Eventually, through jokes, this all started with saying, like, what, I got to go to the grocery store and solicit sex from a woman?
Right. What you were trying to get to was you want to own and operate a Chuck E. Cheese.
So that I can have sex with single moms. But now, even in just, hopefully, that took up about 20 minutes. It did.
Yeah.
Now, nice. Not only that, I know exactly how much money I need. I need $800,000.
Yep.
And I also have a business partner.
Right.
And I know exactly where I'm going to get the perfect host that explains the policy of the Chuck E. Cheese from the parking lot outside of Home Depot.
Well, that wouldn't be our Chuck E. Cheese policy because we're not in this. This Guatemalan is explaining what a pedophile Chuck E. Mm-hmm. We don't want to fuck the kids. We want to fuck the moms.
Right. Yeah.
So, but we would make it clear. Are you here to...
He would explain that to the moms. He'd be like, don't worry. The guy who owns is a restaurant, he is a pedophile, so he is not going to fuck you.
Right. So they have to put their guard down.
Yeah. And then I could go up and talk to them. Yeah. I'm like, you know, just let you know, I'm a pedophile. So, like, you can talk to me. Because being a pedophile is kind of like being a woman.
It's like being a gay best friend. Yeah. Like women have gay best friends.
Yeah.
The next step, pedophile women, best friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How is it any different?
You've heard of fag hags. Well, check out the Chomo bro. I don't know. God damn it, dude. I used to be good at this kind of shit.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Who cares? Fuck this show. I don't want you shedding another tear over this show, man. Fuck this. Who cares?
Oh, fuck. That used to be. I could just sink those all day.
Listen, man, we're about to have sandwiches from the fucking deli.
Yeah.
We're going to have a nice little lunch.
Chomo Crones. Does that kind of work? Crone?
It's closer.
Crone.
The problem is there's no concise term for. Chomo's not that good.
It's not that good, but it's the only one. It's the closest one where you'd be able to find something in there. Diddler, Diddler. Molester besters.
Molesty
besties.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. But that's the kind of shit. 4 years ago, no problem.
Yeah. So I would
hit that one. You've heard of fag hags. Well, how about molesty besties?
That's pretty good. It's all right, dude. Again. Yeah.
This is why I gotta, and then I'm explaining all this to the moms.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, I was a fucking pretty big deal in internet radio.
Have you ever heard of podcasting?
Ever heard of podcasting? I'm the guy from fucking, well, I don't want to say the name because then you're not going to fuck me, but it's... It was a good show. It's Chapo Trap House. It's a political show.
I'm Will Menaker.
It was kind of the reason feminism even became a fucking thing, dude. And women have rights. So you're here, you know, getting your fucking alimony checks.
You can thank me.
There's a proverbial dick you can suck in this rat suit.
Yeah. And by the way,
if you ever want,
there's a literal dick you can suck in this rat suit too, bitch.
Yeah. I don't know what proverbial means. It's one of the words I learned.
I thought it meant hard. Wait, proverbial doesn't mean hard. Yeah. There's a proverbial dick you can suck in here, bitch. Yeah, it's really hard. What do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, so if you ever wanted to thank me for coming up with Chapo Trap House, and you want to have a little platonic dick suck up for your old molesty bestie, you hit up old Chucky. Will Chucky Cheese Medical. Don't Google me, by the way.
Don't Google me, though.
Don't Google what I got a bunch of plastic surgery to look like a different guy. Because I got so tired of women that just were coming up to me in the streets throwing themselves at me. It's disgusting. I'm looking for something real.
Yeah.
With a bitch that already has kids and a husband.
Preferably a husband.
Preferably a husband that, you know, does a job that's real. And he's... Hypothetically, what I'm looking for, or I'm not looking for, but what I think would be cute to do with a friend platonically... is that your husband is happy.
Right.
Because that's the one thing I can't have.
Right.
So
I'm taking happiness from a man.
Hey, Mr. Mullen, the pizzas are burning. And
it's Will Manica. Shut the fuck up. I told you call me Will in front of these whores.
Fucking piece of shit.
I swear to fuck, you're just beating him with a fucking mop. Yeah. You're just beating him with a mop.
Get back in the goddamn kitchen.
So take them out if they're fucking burning.
Yeah. You know how to make the pizza?
Just fucking,
I didn't make $800,000 off some shit called Intelligent Coin. just so your dumb ass can fuck up my plan.
It's a completely
to get
empty.
Pussy from a woman that outweighs me two times over.
You're just in an empty Sports Authority with a time crisis and a pizza oven
and a Kiss pinball machine.
Couple fucking, like, not even like real tables and chairs, just like yeah. plastic ones and shit, like just, like foldable ones.
Just a shitty like indoor deck I made with like fucking like tarp, like boat cover tarp filled yeah. with softballs.
And there's this, yeah. And then there's one of those cheap slip and slides.
A rubber made with a piece of duct tape that I wrote shoes with an exclamation point on next to it. Get in the ball pit, kids.
Yeah, just
old Chucky's got to talk to your mom. But the $800,000 does buy like a pristine rat costume.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best
with
one.
An extended tail.
Yeah. It's a fucking mech, dude.
Yeah.
It's a rat mech suit.
Yeah.
You give. It's got a jetpack.
Yeah. We get back to her place. Sword. I get out of the suit. She's like, "Oh, I'm like, what?" She's like, "I mean." With the suit, I thought you were taller.
Yeah, the suit is 6'8".
I'm like, I could put it back on. She's like, no, that's fine. It's like, it's too late. I'm already wearing it.
I'm in it.
I'm wearing it.
And then it's like, your dick comes out.
My dick comes out. Yeah, well, a window opens in the stomach area, and then I shove her head into the window. And she has to suck my dick yeah. inside
and
the
it
suit.
Closes.
It closes.
Closes around her neck.
Yeah, like it holds it in there. It locks it in there. And then I put on Maud. And I'm watching Maud getting my dick sucked in the rat suit.
Yeah. It's just coming up like
the
with
husband
your eyes
comes
like
home.
Your Iron Man.
The husband comes home and he's like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm getting my dick sucked by your wife. I own a Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm sorry. I'm fucked up.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm getting my dick sucked by your wife. Well, I own the Chuck E. Cheese in town. It's new. I heard you're a copywriter. I heard you work a copywriting job. I'm Will Manicker from Tampa.
Will Manicker, by the way.
I basically invented feminism. Our show made it fucking slick.
That'd be awesome, dude.
It would be awesome.
Oh, fuck.
Well, that's a world you guys can maybe occupy in your heads.
Yep, the Chuck E. Cheese.
Until Wednesday.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess until Wednesday, even though this is Sunday.
This is Sunday, and we're taking it back. Mm-hmm. From who? What was that movie about? It was like a white football team that was trying to make...
Taking Back Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, where Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington was the coach.
Denzel Washington is the coach of the black team, and Al Pacino is the coach of the white team.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're going to make football white again. And Robert De Niro.
We're taking it back.
Robert De Niro, using age-defying technology, plays the white team that's mm-hmm. taking Sunday back.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that Chuck E. Cheese thing kind of do it for me. So.
Yeah, we're not doing better than that on this app.